What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Today is Friday, February 21st, and today is the Friday Flex, all right? Because today we're wrapping up the week with a bang. Bang, 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 okay? From local events to talking a little bit about pop culture, even giving you some of the trending topics that's been going on, circulating throughout the week, throughout your social media, and even bringing you a little bit of fun on this Friday and giving you some events and some game that take you into the weekend, all right? You got that? So it's all about us having good vibes, some good laughs, and giving you the perfect weekend kickoff. But before I even move into the show, get any further without bringing out Producer Britt. Come on, Producer Britt. Come on out here. Join us. Join us on the set. Join us on the set, Producer Britt. How we feeling?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, February 21st. Happy Black History Month. We made it. Another week, Jonathan.
We made it. And now it's the Friday Flex. So you got to hit them with the flex. Hit them with the flex. Hit them with the Oh, wow. Take them back. Take them back.
That is hilarious. All right. What's your Black History fact today?
On a serious note, right? Because Black history is serious. So we're going to bring it serious. So my Black History fact today, I want to talk about Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler. She was the first Black woman to earn a medical degree in the United States of America, right? She was a true pioneer, and she battled deep-seated prejudice against women and African-Americans in medicine. So Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler, she is my Black History fact for the day.
All right. Never knew about her. Glad we learned about her. Thank you for that.
Yeah. That was a good fact. It's on you. What you got for us?
Your facts are, you know, they are everywhere. I mean, you really do a good job finding them. Yeah, you do a good job.
Appreciate that.
So my Black History fact is, let me scroll up here. Let me find it. Okay, yes. So on this day in 1965, minister and civil rights activist Malcolm X, he was 39 years old, and he was shot to death in Harlem in New York. So, you know, rest in peace, Malcolm X, and, you know, what he did for the community was great. So, yeah.
Rest in peace, Malcolm X. Malcolm X, say.
For one,
he is one of the greatest orators that some people talk about. I always hear people talk about what was the speech? It was the Ballad of the Bullet, I believe is the title of the speech. Mm-hmm. Producer Britt, I went back and listened to that thing. Mm-hmm. He brings that thing in that speech.
All right.
He brings it. He really brings it. But listening
maybe
to him
play a
speak
little bit one day.
Yeah. We need that education. But listening to him speak, and of course, you know, Denzel played that role.
Do you watch Godfather of Harlem?
Why are you gonna do that like this? You know I ain't seen it yet. You know we talked about it, but I haven't seen it. I need to tap in. I need to tap. Give me a little snippet. Give me a little snippet about it, just so.
Well,
you know,
I can't
the people,
say too much. I can't say too much because I fell off myself. But I made it to at least season two. I don't know what season they're on. I want to say they're probably like season four now. But great show. It gives you, you know, all the background of what's happening in that time period around Malcolm X and other historical figures. So it's a really good show. And Forrest Whitaker is in there. And, you know, he's great. Academy Award winning Forrest Whitaker. So great.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to add that to the list.
Yeah. Good.
I'm going to add that to the list. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It's on you. So what you
all
gonna
right.
do? Okay,
so it's
you
Friday.
Got it.
It's Friday. I got some fun stuff. You know, I saw some fun stuff scrolling. So that's what we're about to get into. What I saw scrolling. First things first, so we went head to head yesterday about NIL. So if you tuned in yesterday, you saw, you know, you heard my thoughts on NIL. You heard Jonathan's thoughts on NIL. You know, it was kind of agree to disagree type of situation. Some things you agree on, some things don't. So with that being said, I just wanted to show this clip. Is that Texas QB Arch Manning, who I did mention yesterday about signing with Red Bull. I said this yesterday, and I didn't even know this was out in the air. I didn't even know this was happening. But his NIL evaluation is now $6.6 million. Do the kids.
Wait a minute, Producer Bear. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me say this. So one, are you trying to tell us, the successors that you manifested this?
No. Is that what you're trying to tell? No. Those deals were done behind closed doors. I was not there. I didn't know. I pulled Red Bull, you know, out of a hat. You know, I was just saying stuff. But yeah,
okay. I just made sure you weren't doing no inside trading.
No. You know, your phone's always listening. So you know, just happened. Yeah. Just popped up on there for me. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead. No more interruptions. Go ahead.
So just, you know, I just wanted to point that out, that the kids are making the money. Okay, and it's a little bit too much. Okay, so that's my point there. Second, this is funny. You know, AD just got to Dallas. He posted on his Instagram story. You know, Dallas, it was 18 degrees. He said, "Hey man, come on now. I'm used to the LA weather. What is 18 degrees?" So, you know, he has to get used to it. He's new here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got to get used to it. And cold weather and injuries don't go well together. I don't know where my athletes are listening. Cold weather and injuries are terrible together. So,
AD, stay warm.
Stay warm. I'm just saying. Stay warm.
Just got hurt. Okay, so we all know Mama Monique tells us, you know, Auntie Monique, Mama Monique, whatever you call her. She says, you know, she don't want us wearing our bonnets outside. You know, she don't want us wearing our bonnets outside as young ladies and of the community. So Aja Wilson, we know that she just came out with her signature shoe, but her mom says that she didn't want her wearing her bonnet to the airport. So when they did their Nike collab on these on her new line, they made sure that they had a silk line inside so that she could protect her hair. So, you know, one for the girls.
Hey, we like it. We love it.
I love it.
Anything Sister Wilson is on, I'm for it.
I know, right?
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get one of these hoodies because, yeah, I'm all for the satin lining inside, you know?
That's innovative, though. Hoodie's been around for a minute. For you to come out with something new and innovative, I like it.
Yeah. I won't say it's new. There are some people that have already been doing the beanie with the silk lining and the head wrap with the silk lining. But just, you know, made big news because it's Aja Wilson. So kudos to her for sure.
Fair enough.
So the NBA, so the All-Star weekend that just passed, it was the ratings were the worst one they've had last weekend. Well, 2 weeks ago now? No, last weekend. So yeah, people are losing faith in Adam Silver. And I like Adam Silver, but I don't know. The people ain't for it.
Are the people, you think it's the people ain't for him or the people ain't for the new league?
Well, explain the new league. I don't know. I don't get that deep.
Okay, so let me frame. Not necessarily the new league, but I think it's just getting to the point to where, because I was watching this clip and I wanted to send it to you. It was too long though. But basically, this guy was saying that the NHL, those players, when you go to that game, you know you're gonna get raw passion every single time. These dudes gonna fight. They're gonna knock out teeth. They're gonna check. Uh-huh. But the NBA, they talking about the flopping, guys are soft, the heart's not there for the game. So is it, do you feel the heart ain't there or what? Come on.
NHL, they are allowed to fight each other. So you can't bring that comparison to NBA because that's how people get thrown out of the game. So that's not allowed.
True.
I mean, in the past, we have players go into the stands and you know, beat up on some fans. You know, you just got to go to the right game. But I mean, that happened a long time ago. But I mean, we just don't have, you know, we don't have that type of, we have etiquette in the NBA. You know,
is the heart there, producer Britt? Is the heart there? Is the heart there in the league?
I would say, I mean, I don't watch that many games a year, but I mean, I would say from what I see, I mean, I'm a LeBron fan, so from what I see, it's okay with me. Okay, I don't need everybody to get in a fight every time there's a basketball game. I mean, why are y'all fighting every single time? You know. I mean, I don't even understand. I've never been to a hockey game, but I know it gets rowdy and they be fighting each other. So, I mean, ask the people in the chat. Do y'all like the way the new league is going? Obviously no one likes the fact that they're soft and the refs don't let them play. But are we done with Adam Silver? Do we need another commissioner? How y'all feeling, y'all? How y'all feeling? Because we can't bring fighting to NBA, okay? Well, that's not one thing. So whatever this guy's
saying. Yeah. I mean, we don't. That's a different type of breed in hockey. Coach Harper over here on TikTok, how we feeling? Do we approve what they're doing in the NBA? Coach Terry Bryant, how we feeling? Do we, like, is the NBA getting soft? Just let us know in the chat. Let us know in the chat. Go ahead.
So moving along. So this is a funny that I saw. You know, it was fun Friday. So sometimes you got to spoil your man. And then somebody says, is your man Tim Duncan? And look at the shirts.
Oh, my goodness. That looked like South Pole from like 96.
Oh,
like
man.
Middle school. Like, that was cool in middle school, maybe.
Right. Because Tim Duncan is a very chill man.
That ain't it.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Yeah.
Okay, Kostinat, we know that this man is killing it when it comes to streams and just one of the most popular celebrities right now. So right now he's doing a Batman stream, and that is happening live right now on his platform. So they're doing a whole Batman situation, unlocking Batman suits as they play. I've never watched a stream before, but that's what they're doing right now. So he wants to rent a university for a week and do a streamer university. I think that'd be cool. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
We going. What? Oh. We would be in. Producer Britt, we in there. If he did it, we in there. Okay. You understand? We in there.
Okay. I feel you. So yeah. And then Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're moving their headquarters. I don't know the last time I heard somebody eat, they said they eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. But they are moving their headquarters from Kentucky to Texas.
So, Kentucky Fried Dallas?
Kentucky Fried Dallas.
Texas Fried
Chicken is what it's about to be. Yeah.
Texas Fried Chicken. Yeah, Texas that sounded about chicken. Right.
So, yeah, the Colonel, they're moving on to Texas. So, you know, we got a lot of land here in Texas. You know, there's room for everybody, but, you know, everybody ain't got to come at the same time. Okay? That's what happened last time. Yeah, I got over congested.
Okay. Hold on, wait, producer Britt, before you move any further. Wait. We got some activity in the chat. So some people responded. Some people said, "I no longer watch." Coach Terry Bryant said, "I no longer watch the NBA until the playoffs."
Because typically,
you know, in the playoffs, that's when the people start get a little bit more chippy. You start to see a little bit more emotion. You Love You LLC said, "Haven't watched." Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And then Al Peterson, Big Al, shout out to Big Al. Okay, Big Al said, we need more players who didn't grow up on the AAU circuit like Ja Morant.
I agree.
That's valid.
So we need that some rough. Like we need that. Some rough players in the NBA.
Blacktop guys.
Blacktop guys. Yeah.
Okay. Hoop it up type guys. Yeah, we need them. Okay. We need them back in the league.
I agree.
I like that. I like those perspectives.
All right. The chat's moving today.
The chat is moving tonight. We love it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, according to a recent report with no. Yeah, according to a recent reports right now, this is on Instagram. So the American Dream cost a total of $4.4 million. So I'm going to run it down really quick. Right. So the real American Dream, the one that everybody wants with the picket fence and the kids and the dog and the cat and the vacations. So this is how much it costs. Okay. Raising kids and paying for their college, $832,172. So, yeah. Yeah. And I believe that because one, I don't have any kids, but sending kids to college is very pricey. College is very pricey. And then just from birth to 18, I mean, Jonathan, how much are diapers? How much are diapers?
Say, diapers, well, you get the, I can't remember off the top of my head. I ain't gonna lie to you. But every time we go, we buy like at least two packs. And in the pack, you know, we're going to Costco, so we're buying the Bulk Boys. Gonna get you about 118 in a pack, but they not cheap. It's like probably like anywhere 30, 40 a pack maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So we all know people spend money on their dogs. Okay. People spend money on their dogs. So I have a cat. I don't spend this much on my cat, but the average cost for a household that has pets is $36,626. So I'm guessing that is a luxurious dog, a luxurious animal, because that is a lot of money. That's somebody's salary, to be honest.
Technically. Well, okay, hold on, producer Britt, we got some activity in the chat.
Oh, the chat.
Yeah, the chat going crazy right
the
now.
The chat going crazy on Friday.
The chat going crazy tonight on what I saw scrolling. So look, Al Peterson said, but with NIL money, families might be okay. Talking about that college tuition, I'm assuming. Talking about paying for college. He said with that NIL money, families might be all right. Right? And then we got Tyson Baker, a.k.a. Tyson Baker, said, everybody don't want the American dream. Stay woke. Be free.
Okay. Hey, that's true. That's what I
that is
wants.
A valid point.
This is just a report that's out, Tyson, okay? I'm just reading the report that's out. You stay free, you stay woke. We all gonna stay free, we all gonna stay woke. I'm just doing the numbers of what's happening today in our world. Then we have Coach Terry here. She said, kids can go to college for free.
Okay, with great grades and athleticism.
Yeah, that is true. We just want the kids.
That's true.
Yeah, we want the kids to focus. We need the kids to focus so they can get there. Yes. So
that part. Parent, okay.
Yeah. Annual vacations. $179,000. You know, for annual vacations.
What average is that? I'm not coming at you, producer Britt. I'm just saying. Because what type of vacation is that?
Okay, now let's just crunch some numbers really quick. So if you have a household of, let's just say four, okay?
Okay,
four,
let's go with that.
Are you getting two hotel rooms? Because you need one for you and your wife, and then you need another one for the kids. Then you got to buy four plane tickets. Then you got to buy luggage. If you don't have luggage already, then you got to put clothes in the luggage. And then after you do put clothes in the luggage, you have to pay for transportation to get there and from the airport. And then you pay for transportation when you're there to get around. I'm not saying it's $179,000, but a family vacation can get up there. Especially if I'm a four and up. You know, so I would like to go somewhere nice and be comfortable.
Four what? What you mean a four? You said a four and up. What that mean?
You
said a
four. You know, like when I look at hotels, mean? You know, I'm kind of like four.
Oh, and four stars three, and up.
You know, 3.8 and up. You know, not too. Yeah, not too down low.
Oh, yeah, because you don't do the Airbnbs.
No.
What's wrong with
I don't know. It's the whole being in someone else's house. I just don't like it. Anybody else?
Well,
anybody else don't
chat.
Like Airbnbs?
Can we just see what the chat got to say on this chat?
Anybody else like Airbnbs? I'm sure
it's convenient. What are our thoughts on traveling and staying in an Airbnb. If you're for Airbnb, just put Airbnb in the chat. If you're not, just put no.
Just put no or put Airbnb.
Who, me? I will take a good Airbnb.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Uh-huh. There have been times where I have taken some L's. I have been removed from Airbnb choosing privileges. Okay. Because my wife, she picks bad. No, I just have just chose some bad ones. But when she picked, like, it's been real bad. Like, I go in and it's like I'm staying in a dorm. That happened like twice. It was an accident. Okay. It was Coach Terry Bryant said Airbnb
now,
is the
Terry,
bomb.
If the Airbnb, if we're doing something like extravagant, like a cabin trip or like a villa or staying like that with a whole bunch of people, I would love to do that. But a hotel or Airbnb, one, hotel has room service. Two, someone's going to come clean my room. Airbnb, don't they have a cleaning fee? Don't they charge people to clean up?
Sometimes they have the cleaning fee, yes. Sometimes they do. Yeah, sometimes they do.
No.
All right, producer Britt. All right, we'll see.
Okay. I'm almost done. I just want to get through these.
No, no, this is good. I'm locked in. I'm learning something.
Also, in the chat, if you have a family, can you let us know how much does it cost to take your family on vacation? Give us just a ballpark. You know, give us a ballpark. Saving for retirement. We know that that's very important. So this is about the average number. I'm just going to say 1.6 million. I just did a family financial class, and I learned that, you know, saving for retirement, you must start now. And by time, I think it's like in your 60s, you'll have this number. So good to know. Good to know. Spent on your home. I'm not a homeowner, but Jonathan, you can speak to this, right?
Nah, my home ain't at that.
Well, not. Oh, you're talking about the price. Yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, some of these houses are up there, and you don't, and the house be looking like that too, and that's the crazy part.
That is true. I mean, because you know, because the whole location thing matters. Because if you get, of course, if we go Miami or if you go coastal and then you got a house on the beach, hey, could you go ahead and make that 1.2 easy? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, right here is where I got a little confused because what is this number right here? For owning cars? I don't know. This is where the post kind of went downhill from here. And then, because that was the last one. Because I was like, $800,000 on cars? I don't know what type of cars y'all getting, but so that was just a quick little stuff. What I saw scrolling, some fun stuff, random stuff. And what you got, Jonathan?
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And y'all, like I said, it's the Friday Night Flex.
Oh, if you have Jonathan, not hit. One thing. Come I'm on. Sorry. One more thing. I'm coming
come on.
Back.
Nah, come on. Talk to us.
I'm coming back. I have a few more things before we go to commercial break. Did you see Marvin Sapp? He doing a tiny desk. Listen up.
Do my tiny desk. I mean, it's really tiny too, y'all. It's not just a saying. We are literally in the office, and hopefully, prayerfully, y'all will enjoy it. 28th of February, it's gonna be up and live. So pray for me, crazy please.
Yeah. So his tiny desk will be out. Yes, Grammy winner Marvin Sapp, his tiny desk will be out February 28th, so look out for that. And he also just released a new album. He put out an R&B album. Interesting. Only listened to about 2 songs. I don't know if I'm gonna make it through.
If I was an R&B singer, if y'all have tapped in and y'all listened to it, let us know in the chat, because I have not made it past song number 2.
Oh man. So all you creatives out there, I have seen this on TikTok that a lot of people move to Dallas because of the creativity they say we have here. So Dallas makes the top 10 list of best cities for creatives to live and work. I guess being from Texas and staying in Dallas, I guess I don't get those vibes, but kudos to the people that do. Yeah. But those are the people that do.
Producer Britt, obviously they heard about Speak Your Success because they know we in Dallas.
Hey.
They put it, you know what I'm saying? They said, hey, they bringing the funk. They bringing the fire. Let's go ahead, bring them up to the top so they can retire. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
So
they can retire. Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay, here's my last story. This is for the girls, okay? Y'all, okay, I'll go on record to say that I am not a Steve Madden fan. I worked at Steve Madden before. Their shoes hurt my feet. I do not like them. Now, Steve Madden is buying Kurt Geiger. And the comments really say it all. I really wanted to do this for the comments because I'm afraid to say it, but this is going to tank the brand because Steve Madden right here. Somebody said it. I love Kurt Geiger, but Madden just, you know, the quality is not there. You know, they think that now everything that this brand is going to have, it's going to be cheap. It's one comment in here. Yeah, well, it's been real. You know, the creative side for Steve Madden is not there for me. And they're more like a duplicator more than an originator from what they used to be. So when you got money and you can do anything. So I hope the creativity still stays with Kurt Geiger. But yeah, sad day for Kurt Geiger. Yeah, Steve Madden always. All right, Jonathan, I'm out for real. No more pump fakes. All right, back to you.
All right. She says the Friday Night Flex, so she got a pump fake for the fun. All right, family, we're going to be back with more Speaker Success. Like I said before, if you are not subscribed to the channel, make sure to hit that subscribe button, okay? Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes when we go live. And we are going to be right back. And we're going to break down just a few events that you can – well, actually, we're going to come right back, share with you those events, and make sure that you have something fun and exciting to do this weekend. We'll be right back in a minute. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. Producer Britt, you gonna share some events with us? I'm gonna talk some events. We're gonna get the people ready for the weekend.
I said I gave events last time. I said it's last week. It's your turn. Okay. You know, we trade off.
Cool. Let's get into it. Okay, so first up, if you're looking for something for the family to get into, y'all, I like to find the fun family type events. And the first event I wanna share with you all that's coming to you this weekend is the Black History Art Fest. This is taking place in Lancaster. Some people call it Lancaster, but the city of Lancaster presents the Black History Arts Fest. So this is something fun for you to do with the family. It's taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. It's gonna be at 240 Veterans Memorial Parkway. They're gonna have live music. They're gonna have the vendor market, and they're gonna have black art. Nothing's better than that. Let the kids out. Hopefully it's a little bit warmer than it's been this past week, but y'all get the kids out, let them experience some history, just have a good time, all right? Then, what else we got? Then also, right, and this event is taking place from 4 to 9 tomorrow, and this event is the Black Media Mixer, all right? And the Black Media Mixer, what makes this event so dope is that this is an event that's dedicated to amplifying the Black creative and really bringing together that whole ecosystem and putting together impactful initiatives. So just think about a place to where you can have meaningful discussion around Black culture, community, and just like Producer Britt said a little bit earlier, talking about Dallas being the spot and being the place to where creatives are saying this is where a lot of people wanna go. Y'all, it's taking place at the Shops at Redbird. And in case you don't know that address, it's 3662 West Camp Wisdom Road, Dallas, Texas. All right. And, you know, they have tickets ranging from $40 all the way up to $300 if you want to be a retail partner. But, you know, they got the VIP tickets that's right at that $40 mark. So, you know, tap in, check it out, see if that makes sense for you. But if you're a creative or you're wanting to get more into the creative space, I would encourage you just to check that out, because we need that, right? We need that community. We need that connection. And we need to bring that unity ultimately together. And then the last event I wanted to share, Producer Britt, I had the details and stuff, but I couldn't pull it back up. But it's Women in STEM. It's a Women in STEM event that's happening this weekend. It's tomorrow morning. And when we post and when we share it, hey, okay. Yeah, so you get the opportunity to learn about STEM and those careers, and it's geared towards the kiddos. So I believe it's from ages 6 to 12. But this is a great opportunity.
7 to 12.
And this is a great opportunity, as we talked about. So this is all happening in Texas. Vangela, yes, this is, because we're in Texas, and, you know, we just connecting the people.
Vangela,
in the
city. Where are you? Where are you, Vangela?
Yeah, Vangela, where are you? Yeah. Where you at, girl? Where you at? But the reason why I really want to bring this out is because so often we talk about the wealth gap and we talk about the education gap or lack thereof. So this is an opportunity where you can get that education and get the kids at least introduced to what STEAM means and learn about those careers early so they can see more about it and go a little bit deeper and everything like that. But Producer Britt, I think I had one more event over there. I think I had one more event that I sent you.
You had the doc shop?
The doc bookshop. Doc bookshop. Man, I don't know why I always get they always have great events. They often have book signings. They've had Deion Sanders out there to do a book signing. They had Ricky Smiley out there to do a book signing. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job of they even had Tim Ross out there to do a book signing. But they do a great job of really bringing the community together. And they're out in Fort Worth, right? So right. We did an event talking about Dallas. We did an event with Lancaster, and now that's Fort Worth. So you all, I would encourage you to check that out, because you never can go wrong by bringing the kiddos, bringing the family to a bookshop. Because I remember, Producer Britt, when I was young, my mom used to always bring me to the library. And then, you know, do the summer reading, read my book, got my free pizza, and got my ticket to go see Rumpelstiltskin. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin, you know?
All right.
Well, yeah, you know, those are some events that's happening over the weekend. And, you know, if you're in Dallas, y'all let us know. Let us know if you're having an event coming up. Feel free to DM us at Speaker Success Media, or send a DM to Producer Britt at Producer Britt with two T's. And, you know, we'd love to share your event. For all you know, we could pop up at your event. You don't know. So send us a message. Let us know. And now we're going to take another quick commercial break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do a quick wrap up on the week. And looking forward to seeing you all soon. So hit that subscribe button and we'll be right back. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right. We're back with more Speaker Success. I hope y'all have been enjoying the content this week. As earlier this week, we kicked it off with our Monday Momentum, where we were giving you some tips to really cultivate your mindset and really cultivate your leadership. Right. Earlier this week, I challenged you on going big on yourself. right? Finding a way to where you can bet on yourself and seeing what it would look like for you to take that bold first move. So with this recap, I want to make sure that's ingrained in your mind. What does it look like for you to really bet on yourself? And what does it look like for you to step out and be uncomfortable, right? So that's what we talked about on our Monday motivation. Then Tuesday, what we talked a little bit about, we talked even further about some personal growth tips, right? It was Teach Me Tuesday, and we dug real deep, really. And the personal growth tips were really around getting uncomfortable. If it looks like learning a new skill set, if it looked like you incorporating AI within your business, or maybe even automating your business, automating some of your life. Because if we have all this technology at our fingertips, but we don't ever tap into it or don't leverage it, then we're not really having the opportunity to really maximize, right? So that's what we talked a little bit about on Teach Me Tuesday. And yesterday, oh my goodness, y'all, yesterday, what we talked about, we talked a little bit about NIL, like producer Britt said earlier, which is name, image, and likeness, where college athletes have the opportunity to get paid. And we talked a little bit about Booby Miles, right, from Friday Night Lights. Because if you don't learn how to really leverage skill set, and you don't learn how to really put yourself in the best space, if it be financially or even just making wise decisions, where will that leave you? So that's a quick recap on this week. And I really want to challenge you this week, right? Challenge you. What does it look like for you to pivot in your life? Because I shared earlier this week that a pivot for me was a community that I have been leading for the past 3 years. It was time for me to say, it's time to put down this community. It's time for me to pivot the business. And it's time for me now to be able to just shift gears a little bit. So what in your life is it time for you now to pivot from? Is it a habit? Is it a hangup? Is it a relationship? I'll leave that for you, right? I will leave that for you to decide. But family, we enjoyed you all tonight. And as you all engage with us in the chat and we engage back, feel free to shoot a DM to producer Britt at producer Britt with two T's. And if you got an event coming up, or if you saw something scrolling, you're like, producer Britt, talk about this on the show. This is super interesting. Send it over to her, or even feel free to tag at Speak Your Success Media. If you know you're watching the show, you enjoy the show, let us know. And be sure to follow us on all platforms, Producer Britt and Speak Your Success Media. We're on all the platforms, and we got content going out every single day. But last and most importantly, not least, if you're streaming us on YouTube right now, just go ahead just a little bit below the screen to the right. Hit that red button, hit subscribe, and turn that button gray. But until next time, family, I'm Jonathan Jones. That's producer Britt. And this is Speak Your Success. So be reminded, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?